couldn't. And they were singing, surprise, surprise, Lonesome Traveller. Now, Graham, you've been awfully busy this week, haven't you? We've got another interview by you.
Well, someone's got to keep talking to the public out there.
Well, you've certainly done so this week.
I think it's just luck. They've all lumped together in one big, you know, bag of tricks.
Yeah, no. Well, there have been some interesting interviews. Now, this one, for some people who are single, travelling overseas can be a real chore, paying single supplements or sharing with persons unknown. That would, in fact, be, I think, the worst part of travelling.
Persons unknown?
Persons unknown.
Sounds like a police report, doesn't it?
I know. I couldn't help laughing. Just getting around and feeling safe is an issue. But now there's a travel company focused on individual travellers. Graham Kemlow speaks to Liz Young of Individual Traveller.
Now, Liz Young's on the line from Individual Traveller. Liz, tell us about this new concept. How did you develop this idea of people being able to go along as part of a tour, but as individuals?
That's right. So I've been in the travel industry for about 35 years, and during that time, I too have travelled solo many times for business and for personal reasons. I've also worked for several large tour companies, and during that time, I did a lot of research on solo travellers, and we identified that there was a big need in the market for solo travellers who want to travel with other solo travellers. So there's a lot of solo travellers out there who do go on tours where there's families and couples, and they just feel like a third leg.
Yeah.
So we've developed these tours for both men and women, 45 plus.
Right.
So that they can travel with like-minded solo travellers.
So this is not top deck tours with it all happening up on the top deck?
No. These are very small group tours. They're minimum 6 people, maximum 8. So they're quite small. And they've been designed to get people together at night, which is really the concept behind these tours. So solo travellers are quite okay to travel on their own. During the day, it's all fine, but it's at night time that they feel like they either don't want to go out, or if they do go out, they go out with a book and sit in a restaurant and just feel a bit lonely. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I understand. It sounds like a great idea, because I guess it avoids some of the issues of, well, A, loneliness, B, safety, C, maybe the supplementary cost that occurs if you occupy a room that we're expecting a double income from.
That's right, yeah. So our tours have been designed with double rooms for solo use, and that's really important because a lot of travellers who do choose a solo room might end up with a very small room, and we've made sure that our hotels, they're very well located, really nice four-star hotels, but the rooms are substantial.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you typically take these tours to?
Okay, so we started off with Italy as the first of our destinations, and this was based on our own experience because we're Italy specialists initially. So we've got 5 beautiful tours which cover all areas of Italy, including Sicily. And so we started with that concept in last year, and we've got our first tour going in May this year, which is terrific.
Okay.
But just through feedback from our clients who loved the concept of our tours, they were looking obviously for more destinations. So now we've added UK, Ireland, Scotland, and just recently Sri Lanka, which is now very popular.
Wow, that's interesting. So what length are they?
So generally there are 10 nights, 11 days, although the Sri Lanka one is a little longer. That's 12 nights, 13 days.
Okay. And you get yourself to the country?
So we can assist with flights. We've got some fantastic fares with airlines who have given us special deals exclusively for individual travellers.
Yep.
So they're really good prices that you can only get if you travel on one of our tours.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the gender issue. I guess we have to raise it. Is the demand greater for women to do this or for men or what?
Women are a little more adventurous than the men.
Okay. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And so we are really keen to get the men out and put down those golf clubs and go travelling.
Get out of the men's shed.
Yeah, get out of the men's shed and go travelling, yes, because there's a lot of solo tours out there for women only.
Right.
And there's nothing out there really for men. So that's why we've designed these tours to get the guys out there.
So do you give the blokes the fine print before they go?
We do.
You can't go chasing these birds. It's a...
That's right.
How do you put it? What do you say?
Well, we don't. These tours aren't designed for that purpose.
But you must get a few people who think, oh, this could be a good stamping ground.
That's possible.
And look, it might happen.
Well,
organically, it might just happen. It would be. Yeah.
That's not what we've done this
for. So much on television that's doing the opposite, isn't there, right now?
Yeah.
So it's not a singles tour. It's an individuals.
It's individual travellers, yes. Okay. So it's the people don't always have someone to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've actually got men and women whose partners are either too busy, they can't get out of work, or they're just not interested in a particular destination, so the partner's missing out.
Right.
And so these are the clients that are coming to us, that want to go and don't want to miss out.
So, Liz, you mentioned the 45+. What's the upper limit, or don't you have one?
No, we don't have one, actually. We've got some older people on our tours as well, and, you know, they're fantastic, and so it's a real broad range. We've even got some people a bit younger than 45 as well.
Okay.
So,
do you need to be ambulatory? Does that mean you can walk around, or have I got the wrong adjective?
No, they're not high-paced tours, generally. Some of them have a little bit of activity in there, but there's nothing arduous about them.
You're not walking the treks, the famous European treks, the trails?
No, you're very well looked after. We have local guides with you all the time as well. Right. 24-hour support. And for the guys too, we've included porterage, so no one has to carry the bags.
Okay, all right. Now, what sort of dollars are involved? What's the investment? I always love that term. It means it's expensive, but what do you charge?
They're very well priced, actually. Mm-hmm. So just starting, if you're looking at the United Kingdom, for example, we've got tours starting from $4,300, which is for 10 days, and that includes three meals, breakfast every day, the tour guide, sightseeing, all the inclusions.
Yeah.
For Italy, we started about $5,900. That's for about 11 days. There's a lot more content in our Italy tours, though. There's a lot more going on with entrances into all the amazing places. And then Sri Lanka, this is good value. It's $5,020 for 13 days. So. And they're beautiful hotels in Sri Lanka.
Okay. And Sri Lanka, I mean, how large a country is that to get around in?
It's not that large. We only have the one tour that takes in the majority of Sri Lanka, actually.
Okay.
You will see the majority of Sri Lanka over the 12 nights, 13 days, because it's not that huge. Yeah.
So they're four-star hotels, and they're all en-suited rooms, obviously, to be four-star.
Yes.
And three meals included.
Yes, we have a welcome dinner, one in the middle as well, and then a farewell dinner at the end. And then our unique selling point, I guess, is to get people together at the end of the day is that we always have the hotel bar open, exclusive for individual travellers.
Right.
So that they can come back at the end of the day where they've been on their own or they've been touring, whatever, and they'll know that their fellow travellers are in the bar and they can join each other in the bar and decide whether they want to go out to dinner together that night or not.
Right.
Yeah. So that's important with our tours. Every night we have a meeting point where they can meet up if they want to.
Well, look, it sounds like it's organised to the point where they feel safe, but not where they feel straitjacketed.
That's right.
Okay.
Lots of freedom and flexibility.
Fantastic. Now, Liz, how can people access your tours?
Okay, so we have three ways you can contact us. First of all is our phone number, which is 03-9681-3098. Or you can email us at hello@individualtraveller.com.au. Or visit our website, individualtraveller.com.au.
Okay, and we'll put those details up on our SoundCloud site.
Yeah.
That was Liz Young of Individual Traveller speaking with Graham Kemlow. Now, I think she's very right, Graham, when she says that it's women who will travel. I mean, I've got friends, women who travel on their own because their husbands don't want to travel.
Yeah, I think she struck, not a nerve, but she struck a really interesting possibility in the market that she can put these types of people together, form a tour. Apparently, they just do their own thing during the day and then they meet up at night, because she was explaining to me, you probably just heard, a lot of single travellers don't want to go out of the hotel at night, and so they end up lying on the bed reading a book, when if they had a group around them, they could go and have a drink or go to dinner or do something to make the whole trip a little bit more enjoyable as an individual.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm.
It really does.
But it's not a